former Belmont Bruins standout as well, Reese Chamberlain, now a member of Omar Mance's staff at Trevecca. Good morning, Reese.
Morning.
Hey, are you in Columbus, Columbus, Ohio?
Yeah, that's correct. About to get a little snow.
Yeah? Guess what? You're going to come back to it. So, hey, thanks for joining us in this. And also congratulations. Is it this coming Friday, I think, that you're going to be inducted into the Beach High School Hall of Fame?
Yes, sir. Beach versus Gallatin this Friday night.
Oh. What's your takeaway from your high school days? I know you won you're in a state tournament a couple times and the all-time leader in games started and assist and certainly got you a lot of attention for the next level. But what do you, since you're being inducted into the Beach Hall of Fame, what do you take away from your high school days?
Just a lot, really. I played with a lot of great teammates, a lot of great guys, more importantly, and guys I still talk to on a weekly basis, and was able to play with my brothers, two of my twin little brothers, and then a couple cousins, too. So that was some cool experiences. Played for Coach Darren Joins, who's at Franklin High School now. So just those relationships are definitely something I still enjoy having. And then on the court, obviously, we were able to have some success and had two state tournament runs, and it's always good to kind of look back on the fun times on the court as well, but definitely more so the relationships that I was able to make.
Obviously, then went on to play at Belmont in that run with this was the Atlantic Sun days and then the OVC. So you were there. You were the bridge, right? Your first 2 years of college, the A-Sun,
yes,
and the second last two years of college, the OVC.
Yeah, so I redshirted my first year, so we were in the A-Sun, and then I was part of the transition to the OVC. So definitely cool to be a part of that and just kind of getting to build some of those rivalries right off the bat with Murray State and all that sort of thing. So it was definitely a neat transition to be a part of.
Reese Chamberlain, our guest, Trevecca men's assistant basketball coach, up with the team in Columbus, Ohio today, where they're taking on Ohio Dominican in a men-women doubleheader up there as well. All right. The first time you met Rick Byrd, I'm presuming that was in high school.
Correct.
Your first thoughts when you met Rick Byrd for the first time?
Yeah, definitely just kind of being a local guy, being from Hendersonville, you've always kind of heard of Rick Byrd and just a coaching legend, obviously. And then you always hear good things about him. So I guess probably the first time we went to Belmont team camp when I was at Beach High School. So I believe that's probably the first time he started watching me and then kind of just started reaching out a little bit my junior year. And just kind of as soon as you meet him, you know you can just tell by the way he acts and the way he goes about his business that he's someone that you can respect, and he's going to be honest and upfront about everything, which is definitely something that I can still say is for sure true about him. But then also, you always know when you're talking about Coach Byrd that he's going to do things with integrity and all that sort of thing. So it was definitely a blessing to get to meet him and then obviously play for him and get to build that relationship with him.
Well, I'm trying to get the time frame. Casey Alexander obviously left there, went to Stetson for 3 years, now the head coach, and done just a great job at Lipscomb. So Casey was on that staff when you were there too, right?
Yes, my first year at Belmont, him and Coach Roger Eastern were both on staff. And, again, definitely another guy that you, for me as someone to look up to and learn from, he's one of the best in the business for sure. And then, again, also learning from Coach Byrd as well. He does everything the right way and goes about handling the team and just doing things with integrity.
Trevecca men's basketball assistant coach Reese Chamberlain with us this morning. I have been, and although the wins haven't come, it is one of those rebuilding years. We know where it's going to start from, but all along from that very first press conference I was at for Omar Mance and just all of the people who reached out in the college basketball world and just said, wow, what a great hire for Trevecca. Now, you've been working with Omar now. Tell us about Omar Mance and what he's wanting to do with that program.
Yeah, he's definitely someone just getting to work for him. I'm blessed and lucky to have the opportunity, and it's been a fun ride already, and I'm excited to see just kind of this first year is definitely about building a winning culture. But obviously sometimes that means on the court, but I think right now for our team, it's just continue to build on the culture and doing things the right way. And we know wins will come, but more than anything, we just got to grow as a team and playing hard and as a university, just as the Trevecca men's basketball. We continually talk about our Christian scholar athlete, and those first two are just as important as the athletics. This first year, it's exciting because we know we've got challenges, obviously, on the court. We're a young team. I think at this point, we've got freshmen and sophomores. So we know in college basketball, we've got guys that are learning to be leaders. And it's fun to see kind of all the challenges that comes with that.
Well, and again, Mark Elliott, of course, a basketball pro. Well, he also played a lot of baseball, too, at the highest level. But certainly right. The attention to basketball knows how important it is and everything. So with Omar, man, certainly the program in good hands. I was looking at your bio, and I saw where, when you were at Belmont, that you majored in finance and marketing. Correct. Was that to have Scott Corley hire you before he became AD in the banking industry?
Exactly. Yeah. And I actually know Scott Corley pretty well just from – he's from Hendersonville.
Yeah.
But lived out that way at least. So kind of growing up, knew him a little bit. Actually used to play a little pickup basketball with him. So I got a strong relationship with him. So – it's funny how God has plans for everyone and how it ended up working out.
Reese Chamberlain with us, Trevecca men's basketball assistant coach up in Columbus, Ohio. Doubleheader there for the Trojans, the men and the women, against Ohio Dominican as well. I see where you spent 4 years coaching on the AAU circuit as well, and quite frankly, AAU gets such a bad rap because it sort of, when somebody says AAU, it sort of umbrellas everything, and that's not necessarily the truth.
Right.
I would call it more non-scholastic basketball, because right. The AAU programs, when done right in all the sports, and for decades have been a great place for people to develop their skills.
Definitely, yeah. I know just kind of the big – when you hear AAU, you kind of think the bad things that come along with it, but I was lucky enough to work for Upward Stars AAU program, which is a faith-based program, and it's definitely cool when people do it the right way, just kind of all that can come out of it. I know, obviously, that's where a lot of recruiting happens for the college basketball and really every sport, so it's just a cool environment when people do it the right way, and it was definitely a blessing to get to coach for Upward Stars and get to travel a little bit and all that sort of thing. And again, it's basketball, and obviously sometimes it's a little different than your organizational basketball, but it's definitely a blessing, and it's a fun environment when done right, for sure.
Well, and it's a good – someone like you has that basketball basis that you're just not going to roll the balls out there and y'all go run up and down the floor.
Exactly, yeah. Again, that's kind of part of it. Some of the good, bad, and ugly with everything. It's definitely good when it's done right, and it's just an opportunity for a lot of kids in high school to showcase their abilities, and you can obviously learn a lot about guys' characters in the AAU field, just because there's a lot of just a lot of games in a short amount of time, and it, again, it's just a good opportunity for high schoolers.
Reese Chamberlain with us. I was reading a quote when you were hired by your boss, head coach Omar Mance. As a former Belmont star, he went to 4 NCAA tournaments, won 4 conference championships, 5-time academic all-conference performer, and a 2-time captain of the Bruins as well. Wow, I didn't put together that you were on that team of 4 in a row.
Yes, sir. Yeah, no, I was definitely blessed, obviously, getting to play for Coach Bird and be at Belmont. It's a great program and has a winning tradition, and it's definitely something I'm trying to learn from, to change from a player and just being around that environment and just kind of instill that into coaching. And obviously, it's a process, and You've got to start somewhere, and I think we're on the right track for sure at Trevecca, and it's definitely exciting to see. And, again, it all starts kind of with recruiting guys that want to be a part of something more than basketball. So we know for all the guys, basketball is eventually going to come to an end. So the Christian scholar part's just as important, if not more important, than the athlete part. But we do know that the basketball part's going to come if we keep doing things the right way, just like it's came at Belmont, just like it's coming at Lipscomb. So it's exciting to see kind of the process of all that coming together, for sure.